In the name of God, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit. The original scripture is creation. Infinitely unfolding, divine creativity and life. Every creature, the clouds, for example, are an expression, a word of God. Today, what we need are geologians. I'm assigning you this responsibility. Geologians are people who live with a sense of the sanctity of the whole of creation, of which we are a part. And they know from deep within that to be human is to be a part of the creation. This is really, really important. In Hebrew, there is no way to express the word I, the ego, without connection to others. It's impossible. In Hebrew, it's always with. I am with the giraffe. I'm with the earth. I'm with the person. There's no independent me all by myself. It doesn't exist in Hebrew. That's an operating assumption of our scriptures. You can see how it changes everything, right? So it is the communion of life that we are celebrating through the creation, with the wholeness of God's presence. But there is a huge, huge gap today between the physical realities that the sciences teach us about, right? Fantastic, revolutionary, powerful, profound insights, subatomic, astrophysical. The world is far greater than we can possibly imagine. But there's a huge gap between that and the transcendent awareness, responsibilities, which the spiritual community and its wisdom want to teach. This huge gap is underlying the ecological crisis, which is shaping not only our times, but the profound future of our own children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. It's going on. And this gap must be addressed. Instead of oneness with the cosmos, what we want is to possess the cosmos. Instead of oneness with God, we want to play God. And there are dangerous, dangerous consequences. For God is love. And love is the reason that everything exists. I told this to my brother-in-law, who is a physicist and geologist, after hiking through Zion National Park. For those of you who've been there, you can pick any favorite park of your own, okay? And it was fantastic to have him reveal all the layers and the millions of centuries of things going on to create, right, all these massive hoodoos and creatures. And we finished the hike, got by the car, took off the boots, had a beer. I said, "Do you want to know the theological reason all this exists?" He said, "Yeah, sure, lay it on me." I said, "Love!" Is that a disconnect? Or is that a fulfillment of the whole picture? It's love for which we have been created. And everything of which we are part is part of that loving. The creation and the incarnation are deeply bound together. The creation is not, as we so often think of it, an independent operation, which was going along just fine until the human being showed up and messed everything up, and then God had to send in Jesus to rescue the show and throw a Hail Mary pass and save it. Thank you. Thank you. At least there's one true believer in the house this morning. You see how history isn't needed, creation isn't needed? You see how thin that little story is? Instead, from before the beginning, pre-Big Bang, God desired to become incarnate with us. That's God's dream. To become part of the whole and the human community. And that's what this marvelous passage, which Linda shared with us this morning, which is the second oldest piece of New Testament literature from Colossians, is all about, and it is a hymn of praise. Jesus is the incarnate one in our flesh and blood who makes the presence and the love of God real in our lives. But he is also part of the Christ from the Trinity, from before the beginning. Christ is enfleshing that very Word of God through whom the whole creation comes to be. So this passage she read is actually a song. It's a hymn of praise. And Gary and I are committing to you, we're going to create some music. Because the only way to love this is to sing it. Christ is the image of the invisible God. Firstborn of the creation. By Christ, all things came to be in heaven and on earth, those things seen and unseen. Christ is before all things, and in Christ, all things hold together. And it is by the blood of the crucified Christ that heaven and earth are being reconciled. Every leaf, every tree, every bird, every river, every mountain, every animal is an expression of God's love. And in Christ, they all hold together. In Jesus, they are being fulfilled. Because everything not only resembles Christ, it is of Christ. And this is the communion into which we are invited to live. To make the communion flow and flow and flow. But there is a certain futility to all of our efforts today in an attempt to restore the earth. They're very good. They're important. They're dedicated people acting intelligently with great sincerity. These things need to happen to reduce pollution, to activate the renewables, recycle, reuse. Yes. Yes, yes, but the primary difficulty remains that the cosmos is being treated as a commodity for human use exclusively. And we need to see it and experience it as a gift for communion with God. Life and all creatures in beauty and wonder and awe. I am not saying we can't utilize the gifts of the earth for all kinds of purposes, but those intentions must serve the common good and be a blessing for the communion of all life. My dear geologians, though the magnificence of this creation cannot be explained can be loved. And we will not save what we do not love. The peace which surpasses all human understanding. Keep your hearts and your minds in Christ.